neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Banei HaKodesh, they are restricted as far as the contact with Tum'ah and so on. So we learn, the reason is that to be involved in this halachot obviously is not a happy occasion. It's very sometimes painful. So we see they are permitted the categories that is brought, that the close relationship to show respect. But others, they're forbidden. But why? Because Kohani HaKodesh, they are role model of happiness. Happiness. You like it, look at the Kohen, you lift it up. Yeah. It gives you such a joy. You look at the Kohen. Yeah. Because as you have noticed, the Kohanim always they calm, very relaxed.
Very much, especially the Kohanim, those are very, very relaxed.
Especially our Kohanim.
Ours is one of special ones.
Full of spirit and energy.
Baruch Hashem.
Yeah. So that's what the whole concept of being restricted to be involved with all this type of impurity. We see that Tatar Shah states, Le Nefesh lo itama be'amav. What does it mean? Le Nefesh lo itama be'amav. That means,
should not make his body other things.
Right. So now, if you would say le nefesh lo itama, so that's obvious, right? Restrictive. What is be'amav doing here? Be'amav?
His family?
No, be'amav am. Am means nation, among his nation. So that's why Hashem comes and helps us. He says, you know why be'amav? That as long as the deceased, the niftar, the marhum, is among the nation, is accessible. But let's say Kohen runs to a niftar in the road.
Met mitzvah, he has to do it.
So we have a concept, it's called met mitzvah. What does it mean? There's nobody around. So Rashi HaKadosh comes and helps us. When the Torah says, le nefesh lo itama be'amav, Kohen has a responsibility. And that is, that if he goes on a road and Chas V'Shalom runs into a deceased and to a niftar, he has to
bury
him.
Although I can't understand the meaning of any of the Hebrew words, so I don't...
No, be'amav means as long as there's other people, they can take care of it. So he has to stay away. But if he runs into circumstances, there's nobody around, so he has to do it. You understand?
Don't get what we're supposed to do or he has to do.
No, Kohen. Kohen, we just learned, he's restricted. But?
About what?
About having contact with a met.
Okay.
But, yes. But at circumstances there's nobody around, he has to do it. Let's say a Kohen, on Erev Pesach, he took his lamb, right? He took his lamb, he wants to take it to Beit HaMikdash for a sacrifice. Korban Pesach, he has to bring. All of a sudden, as he's taking his lamb, he says, there's a met there. What is he supposed to do now?
He has to bury it, and then Pesach Sheni do the lamb.
Hazak Baruch. So that means... Even to give up Korban Pesach, he has to
do what he has to
do. He has to do chesed to the met.
Yes.
You know what that is? You cannot look the other way and say, I didn't see. I'm a Kohen. So no, even though you're a Kohen, anybody. He has to give up his privilege zechut to bring Korban Pesach to help this this met, because it's painful if he's not buried.
So he has to go to Mitzvah if he's going to do the Korban Pesach?
No, he would not have a chance. He would not have a chance. It's Erev Pesach. He has to, one day has to go through.
He can still do the Korban Pesach.
No. No, then we postpone it to 14th of Iyar. Oh. It's called Pesach Sheni.
Yes.
The second chance.
That's because the neshama will not get released,
yes,
from the body. That's,
it would not have released, yeah. Exactly. So now we learned before that, what is a tzaddik? What is it called, a tzaddik?
Somebody is always happy.
Chazaka baruch. Very nice. Tzaddik means, you know, the ot tzaddi. Remember the ot tzaddi, how is it written? You see, like a person is bending, and somebody is being carried under
the shoulder.
Right? The tzaddi is like this, like you're bending like this. Right? And have a yud. Yud means Yehudi.
Yes.
And the Yehudi is
riding on you.
Is riding on you. What do you call it?
Kuli dada.
Hakasa baro. Very nice. So that means Sadiq is the one that gives
Kuli.
Hazaka baro. Beautiful. So now here, let's look at the Aleph. Aleph. What do you see? Another back, and there is a yud. So why don't you call the Aleph Sadiq? It's the same thing.
There's another yud underneath as well.
So what? The Aleph and the Sad is the same thing. No?
No? To you.
Sadiq. More Sadiq.
Kuli from another Yehudi, and Kuli to somebody else.
What's the difference?
Because
Aleph is
sitting on the one yud, and one yud is sitting on top of that.
I know, but he's bending. The yud is getting
Kuli.
Yeah, so he's a tzaddik. Moray v'rabotay, huzar muhtaram. The difference between the tzaddi and the yud is a big difference, and that is the tzaddi is a tzaddik, right? Because he's bending, and the yud is having a
Kuli.
Yeah. But the Aleph is different. He has a Yud, Yehudi, on his back, and he's getting
Kuli.
But he has a Yehudi that he's stepping on. Yeah. So Aleph is not a tzaddik. So that means many times we give
Kuli,
but at the same time we Chas v'shalom, not intentionally, Chas v'shalom. But maybe we are stepping on
somebody else.
Yeah. It's a very delicate point that sometimes we brag, we're very proud, doing this, doing that. But it's true, there's no doubt. But we have to make sure at the meantime that we are giving, make sure we're not stepping on another Yehudi. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So here we see what a beautiful message here. Kohen, the Kohen Gadol. Wow, the privilege. Wow. The Beit Hashem, Beit HaMikdash. Wow. But all the holiness that Hashem privileged them with, don't forget, there's a met there in his help. Not only that, at the time that you want to observe the mitzvah, Korban Pesach, what is more important than this? Ribono Shel Olam says, forget about the Korban Pesach. You have to wait another month. Why? Because you have to take care of it.
So you always got to go out of your way to help another.
Exactly. But the delicate point here is, if a Kohen has to make himself tameh for a met, more so, he has to make himself tamei for a light one.
Light.
Yeah, and that's what we should always have in mind. Don't be an aleph. Be a tzaddi. And it's hard. Many times, it's very, very hard. But it's worth it to be a tzaddik and not a aleph in the beginning of the alphabet. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomo, nishomo sheli.
koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.